This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The AAA is advising travelers to be ready for more traffic this Thanksgiving holiday week compared to last year, on the road and in the air. And travelers will notice those gas prices, about $3.40 a gallon, more than 50% higher than a year ago. The White House says this morning President Biden is ordering millions of gallons of oil released from an emergency stockpile that's aimed at helping with energy costs. Proceedings are underway this morning in the trial of three white men charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in Georgia. The jury's expected to get the case after the prosecution has one final chance to make its argument. This morning, the prosecutor is driving home their point that the defense claim, self-defense, is not valid. The prosecutor telling the jury,
"One can use lethal force in self-defense, but only under certain circumstances. You can't claim self-defense if you are the unjustified initial aggressor, meaning if you started it."
The defense has told the jury that the men were trying to make a legal citizen's arrest of Arbery, thinking he was a burglar. The trial is on Court TV. Pope Francis is sending his condolences to the victims of the Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The AP's Julie Walker reports the suspect is due in court today.
The suspect in the Christmas parade crash in suburban Milwaukee that killed five people will be in court later today, according to the district attorney. Police say Darryl Brooks drove his SUV through that parade Sunday as he was fleeing the scene of a domestic dispute. Video posted to social media by Angela O'Boyle captures the screams of parade goers. Brooks faces five charges of first-degree intentional homicide. Earlier this month, he was accused of running over the mother of his child with what appears to be the same SUV. He was out on $1,000 bail.
This is AP News. There's advice for Americans considering traveling to Germany as it battles a fierce COVID outbreak. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas. The German military is now making COVID shots compulsory for troops amid a growing debate on whether to introduce a general vaccine mandate to counter the rising number of infections. Here's Charles de Ledesma's report.
The Defense Ministry has confirmed a report on a German military blog that officials and soldiers' representatives agreed late on Monday to add the coronavirus shot to the list of vaccines soldiers have to get. The measure still needs to be formally added to military regulations, the ministry has said in a statement. Also on Monday, the State Department urged Americans not to travel to Germany because of rising case numbers and to ensure they're fully vaccinated if they do. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.